This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today let's meditate on salvation. Salvation is a gift from God which conveys it's free for mankind, not worked for. It's effortless. It becomes priceless as we cherish all through our lives. It's a great blessing for the one who receives it and establishes a beautiful bond between the Savior and the lost who's found after receiving it. It redeems us from the clutches of sin and death and leads to eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The plan of salvation is woven by love, compassion, and mercy of God that He didn't spare His own Son to be sent to cross to sacrifice Himself for the saving of human creation. He desires mankind to receive abundant life on earth and life after. According to John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. None comes to the Father except through me." He is the truth. His existence is true. His words are true. His promises are trustworthy. He is a faithful one and He will never let us down. He leads us in a right way which is good and best assured. He never misleads us but guides us to His perfect will and purposes. His ways are flawless, rightful, and a blessing to all who choose His path. He is life. Without Him there's none. He is the reason for life and He brought it into existence. He is the fountain of living water which will fill us and outflow for the people around. He is the gateway to eternal life for everyone who believes and receives salvation willingly. And they become God's own adopted children in His family. This is being born of God. When one is born of God, he or she inherits all rights as a child of God, enjoys every privilege in Him, constantly nurtured in his relationship with Jesus and bonding with Father. This continuous experience enables one to work out salvation till they reach eternity. Certainly, salvation is free, but the one who received it must work out with fear and trembling. Being conscious of the presence of God, passionate to work out God's will in our lives, desiring God's fulfillment of plans all the time, being sensitive to sin and seeking holiness. It cannot be worked out on our own, but only by depending on Holy Spirit's leading and guidance with which we are sealed. Through salvation, one can comprehend the chosenness of Christ. Our identity in Him would be made clear, and therefore our faith gets strengthened in Him as we keep on trusting the Savior. It's only through God's grace one can receive salvation. It teaches us to aspire and live holy with blessed hope of eternal life, living in anticipation to meet our Savior Jesus Christ, who could redeem us from every lawlessness, purify us to be His special ones, and make us zealous for good works. Salvation is received through gospel, so sharing it to others is a prime responsibility of every Christian. It's a power of God to everyone who believes, which strengthens a person's spirit and body. It's for anyone who's willing to accept, irrespective of our preconceived reservations or biased attitudes. Christ died for our sake, so that in life and death, we would be one with Him. God's desire for mankind is to be in communion with Him always and to enjoy His glory constantly. It's attainable only for a Christian believer. This is about the second word on the cross. "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23:43. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to your most awesome presence. Oh Father, thank you, Jesus, for this small meditation, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful gift of salvation, which we cherish every moment in our lives, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you have made on the cross for our lives, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, enable each one of us to work out of salvation, oh Father, Lord, with fear and trembling, oh Jesus. Help us, oh Father, Lord, to live in accordance with your will and purposes, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen each one who's listening to this, oh Father. Thank you once again. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.